sports betting brother and bring it up. And happy 10th day here. We go into the 10th day of our sports methods picks study and have a couple of updates, a couple of pieces of information we want to pass along today. Today is Monday, the 15th of November, 2021. We're going to be getting into the picks and the selections here in a minute, but I wanted to update you and basically give you two things off the bat. The first is I'm going to be out of town on traveling the balance of this week. So I have some selections, some picks today, but not Monday through Friday. So it's kind of a family thing to be out of town on. Be back the following Monday, and we're going to be editing our study and reports going forward. It's going to be more of a market report. We're finding that, as we kind of knew already, the computer simulation services, computer simulation picks are typically coming in at 500 or below 500. They seem to be waste of time, waste of money. Out of all the cappers that we've been putting out selections for and tracking and tracing, we have one capper that's sort of doing okay, up 4 or 5 units, but that's because he's, you know, requested people to reach out on a 7-unit play, things like that. So other than that, the rest of them are like down or maybe up a unit, maybe max 2. So relative to their costs for the handicapping services, we kind of knew that going in, but we wanted to include that in the study. Just really not something that, worth this weight, particularly besides maybe one company. But if you want us to pass along that information, email me and I'll let you know who we feel like that is. But other than that, I would avoid them like the plague. I mean, cost, what happens with your money when you lose? It goes away. Then they make excuses. You know, when they win, it's like, okay, send me more money. And we knew that going on. We've been doing this for, I don't know, 23 years. And we just want to include that in the study as kind of a sample to kind of expose that. And I think we did. We can continue to do it, but it's kind of exhausting keeping up with it's like herding cats. But on to the profitable endeavors, and that's Odds Jam and the Wolf Line. So we did those picks here with Odds Jam and the Wolf Line quantitative analytics app next. Okay, guys, on to Odds Jam. As you open up the website, again, Odds Jam does offer free trial basis, and I think it's really smart to do is just to give yourself time to utilize the tool, you know, use it to understand how you want to maneuver and navigate it. We do some videos over at YouTube if you want to check out some of those. Also, make sure you join the Odds Jam YouTube channel. Alex Monahan, who's the founder of Odds Jam, does a great job of teaching just the basics and the fundamentals so you can quickly identify winning sides and winning bets, mathematical profitable bets, and also the sports book you would find the pricing and find that bet at. So it really helps you quickly be profitable. And right now we're up about 600, just shy of $650. Have an ROI of about 9.5%, or our 76.4% CLTV or CLV is the closing line value. So we feel like we're getting some, you know, good lines based on beating the final line, and that CLV, that closing line value, is kind of proving that we're getting it at about a little over 75% of our wagers. We're getting a better line than the market. So that's how you bet like a sharp. But on to today's picks. Let's see, we're going to open this up and we go to the pick tracker, the bet tracker. And I think we have four hoops games today. We didn't touch the football game, the Monday Night Football game, but we'll give these out to you. The other piece of advice I want to pass along is make sure you refresh this and just continuously, constantly check in on it, because throughout the day, these odds and these things are very, very fluid. They change continuously. And it is almost like day trading, you know, the pricing of this. But here we go. The first one, we have CU, Colorado Buffaloes, college basketball, -22.5 over Maine. The second one is the Dallas Mavericks, Denver Nuggets, -213.5. That's bet number two. The third game, we have the Atlanta Hawks, Orlando Magic, -213.5. So that 213.5 is kind of interesting number for us today. We've got one bet under, one bet over. And the final game here is the LSU Tigers versus Liberty in college hoops at -7.5. Again, some lines change there. And so, but again, that's four profitable, mathematical profitable bets where we have the Odds Jam perfect line indicating that the odds should be a little bit higher. We're getting it at a better price. And so we feel like we're on the right side of those. So we're going to put those four bets in and I'll be grading those and give you an update again the following the following Monday when we get back. So onto the Wolf Line, guys. The Wolf Line is a quantitative analytics app, and basically you get a free trial again there too. We've set that up, so make sure that you let them know that Boyd at SBU sent you. It basically gives you the color-coded of indicators, the extremely significant, highly significant indicators, the orange, the yellows, and the orange and reds. And we have five hoops games today, and hoops and college hoops, we are learning to use the momentum charts versus the correction charts. You know, these markets, so certainly the market for some of the small college basketball games is obviously different than your LA Rams, San Francisco 49ers game tonight, right? So you got to keep that in mind, especially in college versus the pro game, especially, you know, big game college is going to be a different, you know, scenario as far as volume, but keep in mind the market and kind of what you're looking at. But the first one we have here is Tulsa. Tulsa and Hoops at the 2 minus, that's +2.5. Also, the Providence lines dropped. It was at 7. When we got it earlier, it's down to 5.5. That's sort of an indication that seems to be kind of positive, as well as Idaho +24.5. I think that's down to 22.5 now, too. San Jose State at +20. Read that wrong. And the last one is Long Beach. Again, that line's dropped a little bit, too. So some of these earlier in the day. Again, that's why I recommend the timing is kind of important as you market watch these things and use these tools, these analytics tools, is that the market can change, especially later in the day as things happen. So but those are the five college basketball bets we have going out tonight. Hope you enjoy those. And I want to remind you, too, you stop by the sportsbookuniversity.com, and we've got the free college reports. I wish you could kind of see a sample of it, but we give like a weekly game plan that has last week's result, this week's opponent with the lines, and then next week's opponent. So you can kind of tell there's a look-ahead game or a sandwich game, as well as a lot of the DVOA stats that we get from Football Outsiders, which is really, really good because it's based on leverage situations. And so certainly a quarterback that's throwing, you know, for 100 yards in the last quarter of a game in a leverage situation is much different than if a quarterback's behind by 3 touchdowns and just racking up yards. So it kind of weights things more specific and precise. We have that report for the first 25 people that stop over and get signed up. If you get your free Bachelors of Betting video, we'll email you those reports and get those out to you. But again, I'm going to be on the balance of this week. I'll be back next Monday. And Monday going forward, we'll be doing YouTube videos, market videos for Odds Jam and with the Wolf Line, and giving you those picks and those selections, giving you some picks and selections out there. And then going from there in that regard, since the other ones seem to be a waste of time and a waste of money, and kind of knew that, but really don't feel like, you know, wasting more going forward. So, all right, guys, hope you find this beneficial.